Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We're talking a lot about Saints minicamp. Day two today. Fans were out back in attendance. A nice scorcher out there. Although, I don't know, Cajun Ken, it definitely felt a lot cooler to me.
But
we were definitely under the balcony shade, though.
Yeah. No, it's a whole lot difference when you're facing south and you're looking into the sun and you got all the sunscreen on you. And, you know, the older you get, I'm all worried about skin cancer. Like, oh, like,
yeah, right.
Oh, well, what is this spot? Well, what is this? That? No. You know, when you're young, you want to get a tan. Right now, the older I get, I'm avoiding.
I'm looking to survive.
I'm avoiding the sun. I got this big old Australian hat and all on around my face.
You told me I had my hat on today, my cooling towel. You're like, no, Steve, I knew we weren't on the other side of the field today.
That's why I tried to tell you. You got to know when you can wear your hat. I said, I didn't even bring my hat out because.
You knew.
Because I could see the telescopes. You know, they used to have those
towers. The eye of the sky.
They had these telescopes, how they film, practice, technology. You know, they don't have it. Remember they used to put these poor individuals. And they used to have, they'd be on these.
Like the bucket.
The scaffolding. They'd be way up in the sky. Remember at the North, I think Coach Kelly was at Notre Dame. That freaking thing fell in a storm.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And that individual died. You had to apologize to the parents. Oh, your son's like he's working for Notre Dame. And then that accident, well, you don't have that anymore.
No, amazing what technology you can do now.
Whether it's lightning or the wind, now they just have this eye in the sky. So look, when you come to practice and they're going to be outside, you're going to know where they're practicing. They have two fields on Airline Highway.
Right.
And if it's closer to the building, they're going to utilize those fields. The both fields are awesome. They're going to utilize the fields closer to the building. You don't have to wear a big old hat. You don't have to even put on no sunscreen, and you could still watch what they're doing. But if they're on that field right by the stands, which they'll be in training camp, they're going to mix it up. But if I see those big eye in the sky and those telescope-type cameras, I go, oh, I got to put sunscreen on. I got to wear a big hat. Because, no, it makes a difference. It feels, I don't know, 10 degrees hotter. When you're in the sun versus in the shade.
Our sideline reporter, Jeff Nowak, said that too. He walked over to the other side and he's like, I don't know, man. It's just hotter over there.
Yeah, no, it is because you're facing the sun. You're looking south and all that right into the sun and there's no shade and stuff. So,
plenty of action on the field today. One of the guys that all the fans come out to see, running back Alvin Kamara. Let's hear what he had to say to the reporters in the locker room after today's workout.
What have you kind of peeped out so far?
Everybody cool, you know. I mean, it's 2 days. It's not enough to, you know, these guys have been here since, I guess, whenever, when was that? I don't know when they OTA started, but they've been here grinding. Everybody been gelling. So, you know, a lot of guys been here, obviously, that I know. And then, you know, you just kind of try to talk to and kind of interact with some of the newer guys. And then, obviously, pretty much the whole staff is new. So, kind of just slowly kind of working with them a little bit.
How the vibes for you just built these younger quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's different. Like I said, 2 days isn't really enough time to tell, but, you know, just getting out there. I know they've been working. They kind of, Spencer obviously was with Spencer, and then Tyler, you know, they're doing what they got to do. They're working, they're learning, they're receptive. They're just trying to get it in, so we'll see.
How have the vibes been, Alvin? I know it's been much. You haven't been around that much, but how's it been just from what you've seen and just learning from the coaches and just being around so far?
It's cool. It's cool. I think bringing a new kind of different energy to, you know, the team that I've been on my whole career, obviously. So it's kind of been the same since I got here. So now a change coming in. It's different. You know, I got to kind of train my mind to be like, all right, I can't. Look at how things were used to be done. I got to kind of get with this. So it's not hard, but, again, 2 days, it's cool. But we'll see during camp when camp starts.
Was this needed, this change, I think, in organization-wise? Do you think this was needed and this was a fresh restart?
Yeah. I think it was needed. I think, you know, you obviously in this league you want to win. You know, we haven't been doing much of that consistently enough, at least. So, you know, why not?
Has anything changed for you just in terms of your off-season preparation for Nah. stuff? Kind of the same stuff that you
Same do? Exact stuff, yeah. It's the same thing I've been doing since my rookie year, you know. So nothing changed, same old. Just focus, grinding, feeling good. I feel like I say it every year, like I feel better than I did last year. So, you know, just same thing, man. I'm old now.
More time out in Colorado this offseason.
Yeah. I've been in Boulder the whole time. So just out there training. Same thing, like I said, working with Swayze. Just getting it in, man. Feeling good.
Is the altitude
helped
out there?
Hell yeah. Man, I knew it was real, but I never thought I had to deal with it. So I'm like, that shit probably not that real. I got out there, I was walking up the steps in the house, and I thought something was wrong with me. You know what I'm saying? I thought I almost had to go to the hospital. But, it's good. It's definitely, I feel like it's giving me a kind of a different, something new, something fresh, just like a different little wrinkle in my training, because you can't run away from that elevation. So it's just been kind of helping me. I feel like I'm in a different type of shape.
Have you learned specifically for that, or how did you
do that? Nah, my trainer actually got Dion hired Andrew Swayze, and I've been training with him my whole career. So I called him and told him I'm going to Colorado. I don't care about Miami. I'm going where you at. If he was in Alaska, I would have went.
Have you learned anything just like beginning of your career, so stable here, last couple of years kind of unstable? Like, is your perspective, or have you learned anything about just going through that process and like maybe how you view the game just given
that? I feel like I've always kind of been control what I can control and contribute wherever my number's called. But more, like you said, more these past 3-4 years than ever, it's been really about, you know, really control what you can control, because you know some things you can't beat, some circumstances you can't beat. So you know you can't get caught up in you know you're losing, and then you try to people start looking at themselves, and you know if you're doing wrong, then yeah, correct it. But people start to pick apart their process. You know what I'm saying? You might be doing something correct, like you can't like me. I don't look at my process and say like I got to do something different. Like I'm still gonna train the same way I train. I don't try to deconstruct my whole way of life, because you know obviously the results we was getting, but you know you just got to find a way to try to contribute and pour into some guys that might be feeling like that, like, man, what do I got to do, man. You got to stay true to what you believe, what you do and what you feel like got you here. So
like managing frustration,
not tricking yourself out of your spot. That's it.
Kind of going off what you talked about before with the quarterbacks, how much do you think your talent and experience can early in an offseason?
You know, obviously I think first and foremost the quarterback is the voice we all listen to. So you know, I don't want to, in my position, I don't want to do too much to kind of knock them off of their progression as far as like learning, because there's things that they need to learn that, you know, I don't see it the way that a quarterback sees it in their room. I see it from a running back's perspective. So there's some things I might whisper over to Spencer, and he's processing 20 more things than I am. I'm only processing 2 things, and I'm seeing something, and he's seeing 20 things, and, you know, I might tell him something, and it might get him off focus. So I like to kind of analyze and see how they learn and see what they're seeing, and then kind of, you know, try to pick my spots and drop gems based off how they read and react on the field. So I think I could be a help, but I just got to more experience with Spencer, and then all the other guys just kind of see how they learn and see what they need.
Evan, you said your process hasn't changed this offseason. Mm-hmm. It's still the same approach. Would the sense of urgency maybe with you and some of the older guys in this locker room now that you're on a different like path of what this team is? Because it was like, hey, you guys are, you know, on this path, okay, we can possibly win a championship. Now it's kind of like, all right, we still got to build this, and, mm-hmm. and you're on this side of it. Does that urgency kind of change?
Like I said, I kind of keep it the same. I stay in the middle, right? So every year you got to build, and no year you're. I mean, as good as you might feel in some of the best years here, it's always a process, and it's always like a situation where we're like, man, we got to build to be able to accomplish what we think we can accomplish. Now, being on the down, on that little down trend for the past couple of years, I mean, urgency, I would just say more like hunger. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, we gotta do everything we can to kind of right the wrongs that were done. So I know if you ask some of the older guys, they'll probably say the same thing. It's like we're hungry to win. Nobody likes losing, you know, especially losing year after year. So it's just more hunger. Like it's just it. just to have that feeling more consistently, of like being a good team, like we've been around here, you know, in some of my earlier years.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Saints running back Alvin Kamara speaking today after practice. And, man, you know, Kamara, Ullman's going to be 30 years old.
Well,
we need him to still be a stud on the field for this black and gold bunch for sure if they want to do anything good this year.
There's a lot of wisdom there and a lot of football when you look at Alvin Kamara and what he's been able to accomplish. I'm not even worried about Alvin Kamara. That's the least of my worries. I know he's bringing his A game.
Right.
It's all the other cats. You know, who's the supporting running back? Who's going to compliment Alvin Kamara?
We're hoping Kendra Miller can do something.
Somebody. I mean, Kendra Miller, I don't know. Can he step up? I think the jury's still out. Who's going to be that complimentary running back to Alvin Kamara? But I'm not worried about Alvin Kamara. And you talk about his age and, you know, what, 9 years, going into his ninth season.
Time flies, man.
Yeah, but... I'm not worried about him. Listen, I wouldn't be surprised. Now, this might be a broad statement. If our line can block like the Eagles' offensive line, he'll have success like Saquon Barkley. Now, a different type running back, but I know Kellen Moore will get him the ball and how they would throw it to him, that it could be how they utilize him in the passing game and all that. That Alvin Kamara, I don't know, has 80, 85 catches. You know, so, again, I'm not worried about Alvin Kamara's the least of our worries, who that nation, as far as who's going to show up and play. Alvin Kamara got a lot left in the tank, I can tell you that.
Like you mentioned, in that O-line, can it, you know, do their job in front of it and open the holes? Because I still believe Alvin's got the juice, too.
Yes, he can hit it and get it. His vision, block for him. And then he's smart enough to know in the passing game. He's smart enough, his stature, even though maybe not so much pass blocking, but he knows. Alvin Kamara's smart. He knows what the hell he's doing. You know, you get like a young player, okay, instincts to run. That's instincts. You got to know your plays and all that. And then even how is the defense trying to cover you after they have success in the passing game? And then in protection. Okay, is it basic, like a basic pass rush? You free release and go out, or there's a stunt and they're blitzing? You're not guessing who you got to block. You know who you got to block. Alvin Kamara thinks like a poor man's quarterback. You know how he said, like, he might want to give a young quarterback advice, but he got so much on his plate, the quarterback, he might be thinking like three or four things, like he said. The quarterback's thinking like 20 things. So I'm not going to mess with his head. No, I'm not worried about Alvin Kamara from a physical or mental standpoint. No, Alvin, let me tell you, Alvin Kamara, even when the Saints thing they've done with him, you know who might still give him a chance? Sean Payton.
I was going to say Denver Broncos.
Yes. Yeah. I'm telling you. So I'm not worried about Alvin Kamara contributing at a high level this season for the Saints.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.